This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. John Bolton's vehicles have arrived at federal court in Maryland one day after he was indicted on 18 counts of allegedly misappropriating classified information. ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas has more on the third indictment against one of President Trump's critics.
Bolton pushing back, declaring the indictment retribution and an abuse of power, writing, "These charges are not just about his focus on me or my diaries, but his intensive effort to intimidate his opponents to ensure that he alone determines what is said about his conduct."
Today, President Trump hosts Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House one day after he spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin for more than 2 hours and agreed to another summit. It's day 17 of the government shutdown. The Senate's gone for the weekend, which means the shutdown will last until at least Monday. And Meta, Facebook's parent company, is adding parental controls for kids' interactions with AI chatbots. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayllon. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is accused of keeping the public in the dark over accusations of sexual misconduct or grooming by educators. The Cap-Times of Madison found DPI investigated over 200 educators from 2018 to 2023 on accusations of sexual misconduct or grooming behaviors towards students. Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney says he's ready to move on from this week's City Ethics Board decision against him. The panel determined that Dinney violated the city's ethics code when he moved a municipal drop box that the city clerk intended to use to collect completed absentee ballots during the 2024 election into his office. And Wisconsin's elk hunting season kicks off this weekend. It's the eighth season since reintroduction of elk in Wisconsin, and the first year with antlerless harvest opportunities. 13 hunters were randomly selected to participate in this year's hunt.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny, a bit breezy, and warm for mid-October with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers becoming likely, perhaps a thunderstorm or two as well, with lows in the mid-50s. On Saturday, mostly sunny, with highs in the low to mid-70s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 59.
99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:03 with Bananarama, and it does feel like this, but not so much. Cruel summer. It feels like summer out here. Let's enjoy the weather while we can.
Because area's most accurate weather information is on
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hit today, 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is going on 8:10 on Friday morning. Hope everyone's having a great Friday so far. The weekend is almost in sight. And anyone that knows Emily and myself knows that we have pets and we love our dogs. A study out of the University of Brighton looked at the ways of having a dog can positively impact your life. And even though the study focused specifically on dogs, a lot of these things can apply to pets in general. Emily, what is number one on our list of the benefits of having a dog?
Sure. So this is definitely true. Structure and routine, like getting up in the morning to feed them or going on walks that you might otherwise let slide if your dog wasn't depending on them. True that, right, Dave?
It is very true. I mean, they have their routines. I mean, this morning, our dog decided that, you know, he was going to come up and snuggle up next to me in bed. And then when it's time for me to get out of bed, he's looking at me like, do we have to get up? I'm like, dude, it's Friday. Now it's Saturday. We need to get up and get moving. He's like, okay, fine. Let's go outside and do my biz. And, oh, by the way, I'm hungry. Can we eat now, too? The routine is good.
Yeah, exactly. They don't just, like, you know, they make their whatever their needs and routines. Your routine has to then lean into that, I think, more than the other way around.
Which is fine with us. You know, it's all good.
Yeah.
The other benefit of having a dog includes companionship. Having a dog by your side can ward off feelings of loneliness, and some people even use their pets as sounding boards or to spill secrets they don't trust anyone with. I mean, I'm always talking to my dog. I mean, he's a lot of the time, depending on where I'm at, he's either in the studio with me or he's in the home office, and him and I talk. I mean, because there's no one else there at that point. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, I don't think.
Nope. And if anyone has ever heard the morning show ever, you know that Dave and I like to talk. So if no one else is around, we're going to be talking to our pets. It's absolutely true. If you catch me wandering around my house talking to all three of my pets, I even talk to the fish sometimes. I mean, I give him encouragement. He gives me encouragement. I don't know.
Yeah,
probably not, but whatever. He's a fish. He likes me. He goes back and forth really fast when I walk by because he wants food. So, you know, they all know we're there and we tell them so. We appreciate them.
Right. I think so. I think that's one of those, you know, it's nice having them around. Again, we're talking about the four benefits of having a dog or pet. And what's number three, Emily?
Yeah, so this is for sure true. A mood boost. A lot of dog owners say they feel joy from interacting with their dog. Some say they get happier just by looking at their dog. It doesn't even have to be doing anything. It's absolutely true. 100%. Just a gaze. You're like, ah, that's so nice.
Yes, it is. I mean, that's the part that we love. And, you know, the mind booster is great. And the number four benefit of having a dog or pet is the connection. Dogs can help you meet and connect with other humans, too, like on your daily walks or at the dog park. It's an easy icebreaker. I mean, our last dog was always saying hi to people. I mean, that's just how he rolled. I mean, this one is more of, hey, I'm out walking right now. And then if you see somebody, you know, he's like, oh, hi, how are you? And then it's like, okay, then he'll start that whole thing. It just depends on the dog. Or in the case of Stout, he'll wander into other places in the building here and go say hi to the rest of the tenants.
Yeah, that's okay. That building's all about that. They're all dog friendly everywhere. And the dogs seem to, I mean, when my dog comes in, he goes right upstairs to you. So, you know.
Yeah, he does.
Number one.
It's kind of funny. You know, all of a sudden I hear the door popping open. And I see this little ball of fur, and there's King looking at me like, hi! And then he's dancing around in my office, which, you know, it's always great when he comes flying in there. You know, it's always just that little bit of a mind boost, you know? And it's funny, because sometimes he'll just sit in there and lay down and watch me work, you know? And he's like, yeah. I'm going to supervise.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know?
He's actually sending you some psychic messaging about how to, you know, what to talk about on the radio.
Yeah.
Things he'd like you to cover, you know, things like that. You know, you never know. If all of a sudden you have a wild idea and you're like, where did that come from? It's him.
Yeah. It's one of the dogs in our lives, you know. So again, there's always benefits having a pet. And, you know, the structure, the routine, the companionship, the mind boost and the connection. Such great reasons to have pets around. They make our days that much better. Emily, you're going to be back with us in just a couple minutes because we're going to take a look at some calendar days here.
Sweet. Sounds like a plan.
And there's some good ones on there as well. So, yes, we'll check those out in about 6 minutes or so. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily coming up. We are going to have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the Fall Art Tour. This will be happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 17th through the 19th, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. This self-guided driving tour will take you to the private studios of fine artists all around the Baraboo, Spring Green, Dodgeville, and Mineral Point areas. These artists and craftsmen include painters, sculptors, potters, weavers, jewelers, goldsmiths, glass artists, woodworkers, quilters, and more. Excellent maps and signs will guide you through the countryside at the height of the fall season. As you meet and talk with the artists, watch them demonstrate their work and see artworks being created. There'll also be a wide variety of artwork available for purchase at every price range. Again, this is going to be happening Friday through Sunday, the 17th, 18th, and 19th from 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Find all the details and get that map by going to fallarttour.com. And on Saturday, October 18th, Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting their Halloween Mystery Candlelight Hike. Hike along an easy one-mile torch-lit trail and discover clues to help solve the mystery of who the special guest is, and then meet them at the end. When you're not on the trail, you can enjoy hot chocolate and goodies around a roaring campfire. It's a free event, but a state park sticker is required. This will be happening on Saturday, October 18th, and it starts at 6 p.m. And on Wednesday, October 22nd, there's going to be a crime and safety meeting. This will be held at 6:30 at Relly's Tray Bistro and Speakeasy, hosted by Amber Giddings. Opportunity to discuss business and crime, as well as safety issues in the city of Baraboo. It's a chance to get citizens engaged, to talk about the police department, and build positive community relations. Again, this will be held at 6:30. That's at 106 4th Avenue in Baraboo on October 22nd. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Maximum hits.
One day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today.
There ain't no law that I can't.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is Friday, October 17th, 8:21, and we are going to take a look at calendar days. And one that popped up right away when I was looking, it's National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. And there are exactly 365 days in a year. Yet most of us neglect the condition of our computers. Technology is more advanced than ever, so we become accustomed to not maintaining them. Thank goodness for the people at the Personal Computer Museum of Ontario, Canada. That has changed. They have us cleaning up our desktops. And that is something that is good because, you know, we probably should do that every once in a while. Or in most cases, it's a laptop, Emily.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, you could just even put that, even though it says virtual, let's take a look at our desks. Are our desks clean? I mean, that's where the whole virtual desktop came in, was just back in the day before you had a computer on your desk.
Right.
It was a desk and a top of a desk. And let's see how that looks today. I like keeping a very clean desk. I really do. I like getting my work in order, putting up, you know, their small pile of things that maybe I need to get to later. And my real desktop is a lot cleaner than the virtual one. I'll just put it that way. Today is also October 17th, celebrating women in military service for America, the Memorial Anniversary. So obviously there are many, many folks working and, you know, being there for our country. And we do celebrate the women in those positions. I work with one all the time. Her name's Denise and she's fantastic. Also today is National Pasta Day.
Woo-hoo!
Can't really ever get enough of pasta. It's so delicious. And there's so many ways to work with pasta. So like, it's just, one of the most versatile kind of like bases that you can use, like, right? Like pasta and rice. Also, you can just do so much to it to make different dishes every time you cook.
And definitely can. And you know, you could be cooking in your loud shirt day because you could be wearing a loud shirt, like a Hawaiian shirt. It's a perfect way to be cooking. Actually, I have a Hawaiian shirt that I keep in the office with me. And this just seems so appropriate. You know, you could be cooking your pasta, wearing your loud shirt, and it all ties in with this one. This one cracks me up because it is Wear Something Gaudy Day.
It's not hard to do. I mean, we do kind of get a little wild sometimes with our appearances because it does represent kind of, you know, who we are on the inside a little bit. Out of the box, right? So if anyone sees Dave recently and seen his hair, I think we would definitely know that he is living wild and out of the box. It is a wild hairdo. I absolutely love it. Just going to say polka dots. Just going to say that.
Yep, it's definitely interesting. What? It's definitely something else outside my normal hairdo. That is for sure. I've got someone texting say I have it covered as well today.
I think I'm going to go with the Wear Something Gaudy Day today, though, that my leader. It's oftentimes, I don't have necessarily one outfit for a day. I wear lots of hats, so sometimes I have to show the different hats within the different ways that I dress throughout the day, depending on what it is that I'm doing. But I think I'm going to do something a little gaudy or something a little loud today. That sounds fun. Why not? Friday, it's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day to be out and about and as you look at that weather forecast for today, it's definitely the day to get out and enjoy that and just enjoy the warm temps. This is not normal for October. We know that other season is just around the corner as well. One other thing I do want to mention that is something that's very important as well on October 17th. It is National Mammography Day, and this is something we talk about breast health throughout the month of October. You hear some of our hospitals talking about it as well. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this is something that is very important because early detection means early treatment, and that can mean the difference between life and death. So definitely go get that checked. That is something just always to remember. And I was watching a video a little bit earlier. It's called Fridays with Frank out of Pinal County, and they're wearing pink patches on their uniforms as well to support this. So just something to remember, something near and dear to all of our hearts here, and just something very important as well, Emily.
Yes, absolutely. Like Dave said, early detection is key. So get those regular mammograms in, ladies. Make sure you are visiting your practitioner, making sure what you're supposed to be doing, what you're supposed to be looking for, and how to stay on top of being thoughtful and, you know, and doing the things you need to be doing at home to make sure that you're all good, and then doing the things you need to be doing within a clinic with your doctor to make sure you're all good. Because again, it's very, very, very common, and it's Early detection is key, so let's stay healthy.
Yes, indeed. Emily, thank you so much for being with us. You will be back with us Monday morning at 7:10.
Sounds like a plan. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Enjoy this October weather. And I got to say, get out and walk, get out and take a drive. I saw some amazing colors yesterday driving around South Central Wisconsin. It was absolutely beautiful. So check it out. No time like the present. Have a good weekend.
Most certainly. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily coming up in about 8 minutes. It'll be time for Hanging with Howell and David. We're going to break down that upcoming Packer game. And yes, we're going to talk about the Milwaukee Brewers as well. That's coming up in just a few minutes right here on Max FM.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my 4 daughters to see who calls me first. I can only pay for one of their weddings.
4 lines for $90 a month and 4 of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile, in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. Tonight for football games in the area, Sauk Prairie will play Edgewood, Wisconsin Dells will play Waupun, Portage will play Mount Horeb, Baraboo will play Sparta, and Reedsburg will play Toma. This is the last week of the regular season for high school football, so next week we'll be looking at playoff seeding and matchups for that. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Partly sunny, a bit breezy, and warm for mid-October with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers becoming likely, perhaps a thunderstorm or two as well, with lows in the mid-50s. On Saturday, mostly sunny, with highs in the low to mid-70s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 59.
The most non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good looking mom who never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again. Screwing up, tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance with
sleeping in. I'm tired of this town again. Square, she's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in, and I'm tired of this town
again. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:33 on Friday morning. As a reminder, we do have our flash sale happening over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. We have half off a $20 certificate towards books at Main Street Books in Reedsburg. That certificate today only just $10. Main Street Books has used books for sale and exchange. They also sell a variety of bookmarks, postcards, book pins, and other treasures. Main Street Books has quality used books at half the price, keeping the read in Reedsburg one used book at a time. This $20 certificate stores any book in the store. A certificate may only be used on books. For more information about them and this limited time offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. It is time to talk football. That's because it's time for Hanging with Havel and David right here on 99.7 Max FM, brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Chris Havel joins us every Monday and Friday morning at 8:35 during the Packer season to discuss the green and gold. Chris is an Adams Friendship native and former Green Devil who began covering the Packers in 1991 for the Green Bay Press Gazette. An award-winning writer, Chris is a host of Sportsline on Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. on 107.5 FM, The Fan in Green Bay. Good morning, Chris. It's always great to be with you. How are you doing on this beautiful Friday morning?
I am doing outstanding, David. Good to be with you. And as you said, one of these warm days that we have still to cling to before you know what comes right down the road. But it's all good. I'm going to try to get 9 holes of golf in before work and then afterwards watch the Milwaukee Brewers get their first win in what's going to be a massive 4-straight win streak to do the unthinkable and unseat the Dodgers to advance to the World Series. What world am I living in, David?
Well, I may say fantasy world just slightly because, you know, Killian and I have been really discussing the Brewers here back and forth. We've been talking about it because he was in here yesterday. We talked a little bit on air about it, and then we talked off air when we got done because we were saying yesterday, Brewers really needed to win that game last night because now they're 3-0 in that series. And that means, like you said, they have to win every single game in this series going forward. Unfortunately, the Brewers have only scored 3 runs in 3 games, and that's been the average number of scores that the Dodgers have had per game. So the odds are not with the Brewers, unfortunately. I'm not saying it can't happen, but tonight is a must-win situation for the Brewers. They need to come out. They need to have the bat swinging. They need to get that offense lit up because I am not sure what's going on there.
I'm telling you, great pitching by the Dodgers, to be sure. Blake Snell and Yamamoto were amazing. I thought the Brewers would light up Yamamoto after the way Snell pitched. That didn't happen.
No.
And then Tyler Glasnow looked pretty good. I mean, he's imposing out there, and with the shadows, certainly Jacob Mizorowski benefited from it. I mean, he looked outstanding. 9 strikeouts of the 19 hitters he faced. But I did some math, baseball math, before we get to the Packers.
Okay.
One of two things needs to happen today for the Brewers to win. They either A, need to pitch a shutout,
right,
or B, score more than 1 run, okay? Is it too much to ask?
No.
One of those two things. Chad Patrick pitching today for the Brewers, I guess, so that's good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, the Brewers pitching's been good, but the offense, they've got to score more than 1 run. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I was so hopeful last night they get that run on the board, and I'm sitting there hollering away. I'm like, yes, and then that was the only score of the game, and I'm like,
I know.
Guys.
Leadoff double by Durbin in the 7th, and you can't get him around to score.
No.
It was rough. Then there was a little upset last night. Okay, and so just full disclosure here, just for grins only, I was going to place a little 2-team parlay. The Dodgers on the run line to get some, you know, bang for my buck, at least something to cheer about if the Brewers lost, and then the Bengals in an upset on the money line, which would have paid incredible. And then I didn't have the heart to do it because I love the Brewers too much, so I skipped. And this morning when I saw 33-31, because I was over the Brewers loss by then,
right.
Bengals 33-31 over Rodgers and the Steelers, I thought, dang, it just doesn't end.
No,
but,
it doesn't.
You know, the Bengals, it kind of makes the Packers 27-18 win look a little bit better.
Yeah, it does, most certainly. It does. It makes us feel just a little bit better, you know, so we'll see what happens with that. Now, let's start talking about the injury updates with the Packers because there's a lot to talk about here and break down.
Well, you've got the 21-day window with Christian Watson on his return, and that is open now 10 or so days in. And looking forward to his comeback. Yesterday on our show, we played in the afternoon the highlight of Watson's last touchdown catch, and that was, last January, early. You know, it's been for forever. He had a big game against Arizona a year ago, so maybe he can do that again. But right now it's pretty much a wait-and-see game-time decision. LaFleur keeping everybody on the edge of their seats, mostly the Cardinals and their defensive coordinator. So, but Watson said he's feeling great, David, and he's been looking strong in the 11-on-11s. Now, the team portion, media is not allowed in,
right,
but players talk, and the coach has even said, hey, look, what he has done, he has looked strong. So good news for Christian Watson. And Marshawn Lloyd, all of 6 carries and 1 pass catch in his year and a half career with the Packers, still waiting. But he's eligible to come back, too, and they're still a little bit away from opening that 21-day window for him. So some speed on the way, some help on the way sooner than later with Watson. So there's good news there.
And so, I mean, that's the thing. That's good to see that happening with Watson. Now, we've talked about the Packers kicking situation, and McManus has not participated, so that's not looking so good. He was out Wednesday. He was out Thursday. Where does he sit right now, do you think?
Well, Matt LaFleur said as long as he's got something that he can feel in that quad going on, they are not going to risk it with him. And we had a little debate about, does it matter that it is, you know, the Bengals last week, the Cardinals, who've been really bad, 2-4 this week, who you go with by the kicker. But I think, importantly, Lukas Haversick made his kicks, which was a bonus.
Right.
And you say, well, is that a big deal? Because first time he misses, fans will be all over him. True. On the other hand, you don't have to keep scouring the far reaches of the universe to get a kicker in case he had gone belly up in his first game with the Packers. So there's that. And I think they do have the luxury now at 3-1-1 to be able to, you know, let's go with Haversick. We got to improve on some other things there, too. Other injuries, though, with Haversick kicking this weekend. The offensive line, it looks better. I mean, everyone pretty much limited, but limited these days on Thursday means probably good to go. Aaron Banks with the groin and the knee. Jordan Morgan with the knee limited. Zach Tom with the back and the oblique limited. And also, what other offensive lineman was in that mix? Oh, yeah, Anthony Belton, the rookie with limited participation. So limited means probably a good chance they're going to go. And so I'm looking forward to that. Other good news, Javon Bullard with the concussion, full participation, not even listed on the injury report. And otherwise, some guys getting a little bit of rest time. But good news. Good news for the Packers, I think, overall on the injury front, because with those offensive linemen being up and being available, man, that is big.
It is big. We also saw Josh Jacobs was at limited participation with illness Wednesday and Thursday as well. So I'm assuming he'll be ready to go on Sunday as well, unless you know something different.
Yeah, I think that's illness / veteran rest. And okay. I don't know, I think it would make a distinction, but I suppose they're sticklers and they try to avoid fines whenever possible. But I think Jacobs is a warrior. And actually at that position right now, probably the least of their worries. Because if you got the line rolling, Jacobs is wonderful, but Emmanuel Wilson and the other cats behind him aren't all that bad either, Chris Brooks. So they should be good to go on the injury front.
Well, that's great news. Now, the Packers offensive line actually survived from start to finish against the Bengals. What's the latest with your offensive line, Chris?
Well, it was interesting because I loved it. David, I always look at the snap counts after the game. 61 across the board, except for Sean Ryan, who got in for a series or so at right guard, which is okay. Keep him up and interested. And I think that was reflected in the game, not in the first half so much against the Bengals, I think, but the second half then, especially when the Packers kept answering on offense. And that left side of the line, for the first time, at least for me, curious what you think, I thought with Rashid Walker settling down a little bit, now left tackle, the Jordan Morgan left tackle is going to have to be put on hold for a while. But Aaron Banks and Walker, and eventually if it is Morgan and Banks over there, they ran the ball with a lot of success on that strong side, their left side. So I really liked that. And the pass protection, I think, will just keep getting cleaner.
I think the pass protection is getting better. We don't see Jordan Love being quite rushed as much. I mean, that is huge for him. It gives him a little more time to get rid of that ball, make some smart plays instead of just hurrying up and dumping the ball off, or worse, having an interception. The offensive line does not really concern me, I'll be honest with you. It's more good. The other portions of the Packers that concern me going into this week. Now,
you know, David, with that, I'm with you there, because they have been really good on the offensive line for a long time now. Last year, razors thin because they didn't have any depth, but they survived it until the very final game when they didn't. But your confidence in the offensive line, I'm with you there. I'm liking it. I mean, there for a while, I was laughing kind of when you were talking about Jordan Love being under the gun from the snap. It's like he's got the starting blocks in a track meet,
right,
but they're facing the other direction.
Yeah,
he takes a snap and boom.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it's been. And, you know, watching him move around, he's been doing great in the pocket, and he's got some running game going, but we don't want to see him running that ball every time either. It just puts him at risk, and so we do not need him getting injured in that. So feel pretty good about the offensive line. Now, Micah Parsons was quite vocal this week, complaining constantly about being held during games. What are your take on his strong comments with that? Because he has been vocal all week long about this.
I mean, directed right at the officiating.
Right?
And I will say this, he has the cachet built up, much like a guy who never complained, or seldom anyway, not never, but seldom, Reggie White. But they get the officials' attention. They're human. They read this stuff. They look at it. And even if it just makes them go back and look to see, what is Parsons talking about? Have we really been that bad? Because I know there was one play last week where Rashid Walker was draped around Trey Hendrickson like he was linen cloth on top of a desk. I mean, you know, and he didn't get a call on it, so it goes both ways, and Matt LaFleur even admitted that. But I always wonder this, David. Curious your thought. We make such a big deal about sacks.
Right.
And then they thought, well, that's not really fair, because if you get quarterback hits, even though it's not a sack, it affects the game. If you get pressures, it affects the game. Why just a sack? So they start recording those in most places with the pressures and the hits. But I always wondered about the holding penalties, especially on passing downs. Why don't you have a little notation? I would love this for stat freaks. Micah Parsons, 2.5 sacks, 11 holds drawn, whether the penalty's accepted,
right,
or not. You know what I mean? So
I do.
Because that's the value. I know you get the down over, but it's 10 yards.
Right, and that's the thing. So how many times is he held during a game? I would love to see the stats on that, because it seems like, you know, you don't hear him complain too much, and all of a sudden he's like, okay, I'm being held a lot. This isn't right. And so he's kind of snarking at the officials a little bit, which you got to be careful. Glad he's not doing it during the game. However, you know, it tells me this is concerning. And, you know, I watched a little bit of this last week happen, and it's like, why is this not being called a little bit more? And so I think that he's got a legit beef here. I think it's definitely affecting his gameplay. And I will say this. I think they're honestly doing it on purpose as well, because they're saying, okay, I'd rather maybe get this penalty than he sack our quarterback and we lose 14 yards. 10 losses better than a 14 loss. And so, and they think, oh, maybe we're going to get away with it as well. So I think that it's definitely affecting his game. I want to see a little bit more cleaner gameplay with our officiating and say, yep, let's make sure these are called, and let's make sure that he has that opportunity to do what he needs to do, because that's honestly what he's there to do, is get that pressure on the quarterback.
You know, and Bill Belichick, going back to when they played the greatest show on turf, and they beat him, he said, we're going to have our defensive backs get handsy and get in their face and mug them up and get really physical. And I think he was asked then, what about the officials, you know, and the penalties drawn, defensive holds or interference, and he said, hey, we'll worry about that when that happens. Let's see what the boundaries are with the officiating. And I think that happens what you're saying with Micah Parsons, where, well, let's hold them until we can't anymore because they're calling it all the time. And I do think this, in Parsons' defense, he's so sudden off the snap without being offsides that the hold will occur interior line on his way between the guard and the center, and he's getting grabbed not by one but by two on both sides. And then he breaks free. The quarterback has already eluded it, but they don't get the benefit of the holding call.
Right.
Because he's so quick off the out of the starting blocks back to that, but and pointed the right direction.
Yeah.
So, so we'll see. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, Parsons, my only thought was, I know he can get fined for this kind of stuff probably,
right,
but as long as he can't get suspended, I'm okay. Speak away. It's America. Free speech. Go for it, Micah.
Yeah. Get the fine, just don't get suspended for it. Keep it off the field, and I think he'll be fine with it. Now, the Packers' defense has been really amazing in the first half and non-existent in the second half most of the season. Should Packers fans be concerned about the defense inconsistency, Chris?
Well, the Packers have given up 7.8 points a game in the first three quarters total, on average.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth quarter, they've allowed 60 points, 12 a game, a league worse. So that's almost two touchdowns, four field goals, however you want.
Right.
You know, 12 points is too many in any quarter, in the fourth quarter especially. They're all important. But it's crazy because Matt LaFleur and Jeff Hafley have talked about this in the past, and Haf relayed that during his media session yesterday. I have to say, one of the writers took the time to count it out. 931-word answer.
Wow.
Uninterrupted from Jeff Hafley. And I'll just give you a quick paraphrase on it because we don't have time. But he said, here's the deal. You guys make me think. He's talking about the media. Look at it. You guys, with your articles, your notes, your comments, you bring up some good points. We are the number one scoring defense in the first quarter. Then not so much. And he said he has evaluated all of that. And the long answer, too late, short, is that he listened to the media and he wanted to come in with a thoughtful answer for them. And I'm telling you, he gave them more to chew on. They've got enough to chew on for a week. And all of that, then he goes, oh, wait a minute, he wasn't done yet.
Right.
He still had about another 50 or so words for good measure. So Hafley's into it. He said, look, we're trying to get it for all four quarters right. And we've had some injuries, no excuses, but they're looking forward to changing that trend, and I think just the time together and with Parsons and how to use him and all will help. And then there's this, the Cardinals, they happen to be 29th in fourth quarter scoring. They've averaged 4 points a game in the fourth quarter. So if Green Bay can blank anyone and pitch a fourth quarter shutout, by gosh, it'll be against the Cardinals in Arizona or else.
Yeah, or else. And that's ultimately what it comes down to. So it's going to be very interesting to see how everything goes on Sunday. All right. Now, we're going to start talking some predictions. And so I'm going to go with my prediction here. I have the Packers 24, Cardinals 17. I think it's going to be a close game. I think we're going to see a little bit more activity out of the Packers in the third quarter from the defensive side of things. But a little concerned that we're going to see the Cardinals come back and get it close in the fourth quarter. So I'm going Packers 24, Cardinals 17. What are your thoughts and predictions, Chris?
I'm going to go 27-14.
Okay.
And part of it is because the Packers' sweet spot seems to be 27.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, three out of however many they've played now to get to 3-1-1, 4-1-1 really sounds nice, doesn't it?
It does sound nice. And we need to make that happen. We need to have a bright spot in Wisconsin sports. I mean,
that would help.
So much talk over, obviously, what's happening with the Badgers as well. And if they, and from a head coaching standpoint, the number is $28 million if they break his contract. So, yeah.
And taxpayer money.
Yes. Highest paid official in the state. So I think that we won't see that with the Badgers. So the Packers.
He doesn't have veto power with that, does he?
No, he doesn't.
He can't say no.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And so it's very interesting Wisconsin sports right now between the Brewers, what's been happening there, the Badgers talk, and the Packers. I mean, so the Packers, we're seeing they're going to be hitting the field 3:25 on Sunday. So we'll see.
Yeah, looking forward to 27-14, 24-17. I think that ballpark will be about right, David. I hope so. And then, you know what, you get ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. So that should be a whole lot of fun there. And I guarantee one thing, the Packers will not take Aaron Rodgers for granted.
No, there's no way they will. And I look forward to talking about that next week because
it's going to be great.
Primetime game at the Steelers. I mean, I look forward to that one. And you can never take Aaron Rodgers for granted. That is so true. And look at what happened last night. I mean, that definitely was a close game and it was a surprise finish. So I am looking forward to this weekend.
Fingers crossed, eyes crossed, legs crossed. Packers 24-17, I'll give you the benefit. And the Brewers somehow are playing Monday night, and we're talking about, hey.
Yeah, I am hoping I'm wrong.
They're only down 3-2. Let's get this thing. Great stuff, David. I appreciate you, man. Enjoy the weekend.
You as well, Chris. Look forward to talking to you again on Monday about a Packers victory and some Brewers victories as well.
Looking forward to it. You, me, and Killian getting after it.
Yes, we will. Killian back with us on Monday as well.
Killing it with Killian. See, he's already got his show name set up for someday.
Yes, he does. I hope he's listening this morning. Oh, thank you so much, Chris. I hope you have a great weekend.
You bet. You too, David.
Good luck on the golf game, too.
Hey, thanks. I need it. You haven't even seen me playing, you know.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about mine next week. So,
sounds good. Take care.
Take care. Hanging with Havel and David is brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm. We are going to get you back into a 50-minute music hour on Max FM.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Deals. Today's big deal of the day, Main Street Books. This fall, curl up with an apple cider and a good book from this downtown Reedsburg gem, celebrating 17 years. Their bargain cart is always available to help you support local causes. Keeping the Reed in Reedsburg one book at a time, visit Main Street Books. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Hi, this is Sarah from the Jewelers Edge in downtown Baraboo, inviting you to join us for our fall vintage and estate jewelry sale Friday, October 17th and Saturday, October 18th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. If you love vintage and estate jewelry, don't miss this sale. Many pieces starting at just $300. Preview some of our stunning pieces by following us on Facebook and Instagram. The Jewelers Edge Vintage and Estate Jewelry Sale, October 17th and 18th at 416 Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. See you soon.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Contact State Farm agent Chris Stanton to bundle and save today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
I don't know why I like it. I just do.
Nine, seven.